When Peru's ousted president, Alberto Fujimori, took refuge in Japan last November, he became the second consecutive Peruvian leader to leave the country under a barrage of corruption accusations. Alan Garcia led Peru for the 5 years prior to Fujimori. When Fujimori's government charged him with taking bribes, Garcia escaped to Colombia. Earlier this month, Peru's Supreme Court dropped the charges, and over the weekend, Garcia returned to the country to launch another run for the presidency. From Lima, John Miller prepared this report.
Less than 3 hours after his plane touched down at Lima's airport, Alan Garcia was back on the stump, heading an enormous campaign kickoff rally at a downtown plaza.
En esta hora dramática, en que hay incertidumbre.
In this dramatic hour, he told his audience, in which there is uncertainty, disillusion, anger, and pain, I come to offer a proposal of hope, of jobs, of decentralization and democracy. He has also clearly come to rescue his reputation. Most Peruvians remember Garcia as a young and charismatic leader who led a mesmerized nation to the brink of disaster. When he left office in 1990, Peru was suffering from 7,000% inflation. International creditors had shunned the country after Garcia refused to make debt payments. There were food shortages and power failures. Corruption was rampant at every level. Leftist guerrillas were on the verge of toppling the government. But that was not what the people attending his rally remembered. The poorest of the poor had food to eat when Garcia was president, said this street vendor. The problems we had weren't his fault. But that view is not shared by most Peruvians. Polls show Garcia with between 8 and 12% support nationwide, with about two-thirds of all respondents saying they would never vote for him. But pollster Giovanna Peña Flor says Garcia isn't necessarily playing to win April's elections. She says his priority is to reestablish himself as a viable political actor while preparing for a more serious run in 2006.
Para Alan García sería ya un triunfo.
For Alan García, it would be a triumph to finish third with 15% of the vote, let alone in second place with 20-something. Those sorts of percentages would be a vindication for him. I think his expectations run in that direction. He can be the big winner without becoming the president of the republic.
Garcia is just one of many politicians trying to reclaim some measure of power after 10 years of authoritarian control by Fujimori. 10 candidates are running for president, although only 3 or 4 are thought to have any chance of winning. Polls show the clear frontrunner to be Alejandro Toledo, who finished a close second to Fujimori in tainted elections last year. Toledo, a U.S.-trained business school professor, is a flowery speaker whose campaign style is often compared to Garcia's. He says he welcomes Garcia's arrival.
Now that we have democracy, he has the privilege to come back to play ball. I have no problem. He's another candidate. I respect him as respect all the other candidates.
The consensus among pollsters is that Garcia's return will actually help Toledo by making him look more moderate and statesmanlike. Toledo upset many in the middle and upper classes last year with his fiery protest leader rhetoric. He's been working hard to tone down his image, trading in his work shirts and jeans and occasional red headband for dark blue business suits. He's not the only candidate hoping that Peruvians will see him as he wants them to see him, rather than as they remember him from times gone by. For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Lima.